This air review is brought to you by Verizon. When the Navy and the Marine Corps look to securely and effectively modernize their voice communications, Verizon's suite of services, solutions, and contract vehicles are there to help meet mission needs.
Hi, everybody. I'm Roshan Fortuna. I'm the managing editor here at GovCIO Media and Research. We're here in beautiful National Harbor, Maryland, at Sea Airspace 2024. And joining me today is the National Capital Regional Director at the National Security Innovation Network. I always want to make sure we get titles right. Okay. Kedar Pagi.
Nice to meet you. And thank you for having me again, Ross.
Yes, yes. So your office, Ensign, does a lot of work with throughout DOD and throughout private industry. What kind of maritime work are you doing? We're here at Sea Airspace. It's a big maritime thing.
Yeah, absolutely. So Ensign, being a part of the Defense Innovation Unit, really works with the earlier stage technologies and companies and talent to an extent, whereas DIU really focuses on later stage technologies and, you know, bringing them into the department to solve critical strategic problem sets. So to that extent, the National Security Innovation Network, alongside our partners within our headquarters, DIU, works with nearly all elements of the Navy and the Naval Research Enterprise to not only find technologies that are currently under development within those specific organizations, but also see what in the commercial sector or the academic sector can be brought in and given to the Navy folks through our programming to enhance their capabilities and make sure that whatever they're building can be taken to the next level using the best of private technology.
So what does the next level look like?
The next level looks like finding the best sensors, the best algorithms, the best, next generation, disruptive ideas that's taking place in the academic sector or in the early stage technology sector or the commercial sector that's currently, being sold to the public. Our programs, and I'm including DIU in this as well, is looking for ways to make it easier for those entrepreneurs, those innovators that are having the success that they are having in the commercial sector, come into the DoD and give their technology so that the department can actually meet its strategic objectives.
So you talked about DIU, which is the sort of umbrella organization over Ensign. Big memo of understanding on Monday. Tell me about it.
Right. So the Defense Innovation Unit just actually signed a memorandum of agreement or understanding, I'm sorry, with the Naval Postgraduate School. So NPS obviously has had a long history of doing cutting edge research, developing talent and preparing the sailors of tomorrow for, a wide variety of technology disciplines. And through this MOU, we're looking to just deepen that partnership and find ways to partner on existing activities, but also future activities. So anything from, a prize challenge that we're launching for potential innovators to more, specific tailored opportunities for our sailors who are looking to do entrepreneurship within the Navy itself. I think that the assembly usually sets the foundation for all of that sort of work and allows for, both organizations to partner and, execute that, for the foreseeable future.
Yeah, for the future, for sure. I mean, bringing the force of both organizations, I imagine, is pretty exciting.
It is.
So what, outside of that, what excites you most about, what's happening in the sea domain that you're involved with, that DIU is involved with, that is in your portfolio and that you've been observing?
I think it is, a little bit of a moment of change just across DoD as a whole. Ensign and DIU have been working quite extensively with the Naval Research Enterprise, so all the components within ONR, within the ONR umbrella.
Sure.
In the innovation part of that, we're partnered very closely with NavalX to include both their headquarters elements and then their tech bridges, which are linked to the different Department of Navy labs that exist throughout the country. There's just a tremendous amount of work and innovation that's taking place across the country and on very key problem sets that are of interest for the Navy and DoD writ large. Our programs are really designed to make sure that the research that's being done, everything from the very basic stage, basic research that's taking place, from Crane, Indiana to Keyport, Washington to, pick your Navy lab.
Sure.
It finds a home, and we're able to take it, amplify it, and actually make sure it's deployed to the folks who actually need it at the other end.
Partnerships. I always have to ask about partnerships. how is that influencing it? And what is your kind of industry academic, how all those tentacles go together?
Partnerships are the, you know, the lifeblood of how Ensign works and really how DIU as a whole is going to work in moving into the DIU 3.0 model that our director Doug Beck has been talking about quite extensively. Ensign, the Ensign organization has been partnering quite extensively with a couple of the Navy labs. So we have a few staffers who are actually employees of Naval Surface Warfare Center Crane, which is out in Indiana, and then Naval Undersea Warfare Center in Keyport, Washington. So these folks are actually embedded at the labs themselves, and they work quite closely with folks who are in the labs to see what sort of problem sets that they have, but then also leveraging the infrastructure that Ensign is able to provide in terms of programming and then the broader network reach, so that you're able to find something that maybe the Air Force is working on and bring it to the Navy and vice versa. That is the way in which we've been operating for a number of years. And again, with DIU 3.0, looking to scale that up and amplify the way in which we're embedding folks in these different types of organizations and bring the goodness of not only what's in those native organizations, but also the programming infrastructure and the broader network that the larger enterprise can have.
Yeah, sharing and lessons learned, things like that, obviously very critical. I wasn't going to ask about this, but you brought it up. DIU 3.0, what does that look like and how is it different from the current iteration or the previous iteration of DIU?
Absolutely. Based on everything that Doug has said publicly, and then the DIU 3.0 strategy, which has been released, I believe, a few months ago, really the purpose is to make sure that all the programming, all the efforts that's taking place throughout the entire DIU enterprise is having strategic impact. That means that everything that has been doing should move the needle, or in Doug's words, deter a major conflict or win a force to fight. Within each of the components of DIU, we're looking to see how our programming can be re-leveraged or re-vectored in such a way that that strategic impact can be made, making sure that the partnerships that we need to make, whether it's within the U.S. government, the NPS MOU being one example of that.
Perfect example, sure.
Or, foreign partnerships, working with our allies and partners on any number of different efforts. So one big effort that's currently taking place is with, the Indian Ministry of Defense, where, we're partnering on a number of prize challenges, other types of events to, build that ecosystem and build the relationship that's going to be necessary in either a deterrence scenario or a win a force to fight scenario. So this is really the way in which I think DIU 3.0 is being operationalized. And I think we're actively trying to make Doug's vision come to light every single day.
Well, that's exciting to hear and certainly something to look forward to from the DIU side. Thanks so much for being on with us.
Thanks for having me again, Ross.